Chasing Pavements, that's Adele on Nova 103.5. And as promised, I've actually just been sort of blown out of the water because I've realized, I mean, I knew I had important people in the studio, but I didn't realize that I had one of Namibia's most famous actors ever in the studio with me. I did say that we are going to have the Nankuse, Marlies van Vuuren from Nankuse, of course, and Omar Kunta. Close. Okay, but I just found out that you were the little boy in The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Movie star.
Yeah, movie star. It's amazing. That's so cool. Okay, but from movie star to rubbing shoulders with royalty. You have been invited, the Nankuse Foundation, invited to the residence of King Charles III and Queen Camilla for the Harmony Summit on Indigenous Knowledge and Conservation. Marlies, of course, your husband, Dr. Rudy van Vuuren, he got to meet Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And now you're getting to meet her son, who is now obviously the king. How does it feel like for a family to have rubbed shoulders now with two generations of royalty?
I think because we come from Namibia, we don't really see royalties like another person, yay. But I think it's a massive honor for us and to present Namibia and being invited as the only people from Africa is a privilege.
So what exactly, I mean, we know the Harmony Summit for Indigenous Knowledge and Conservation. We know that you will be joining other, let's call them First Peoples from around the planet. Presumably there'll be, you know, people from North America, people from South America, from Australia, you know, wherever we have these First Nation, you know, people that owned the land before anybody else, and they've got that indigenous knowledge that they can share. So is the idea to bring everyone together as some kind of summit, or is it just a meet and greet?
No, it is a summit where we're going to talk about indigenous knowledge and the different tribes, different continents, different tribes, to see how we can actually align nowadays with the old tradition ways of just bringing back in the rhythm, conserving what we have, and look at conservation in a different perspective at this stage, because we haven't done a good job up to now.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think, as we say, we took over from the First Nations and kind of messed things up a little bit. I think it'll be quite interesting to see how much all the different tribes that are coming together actually have in common, because there was that sort of that history, that ancestry that was all shared, and that knowledge comes from way back then.
Yeah, I think that is going to be the most interesting for him also, to be able to sit with a Mongolian and with an Indian and have a conversation on how did your fire start? How do you look at, overutilizing food and food sources at this stage and destroying landscapes? What is the oil spills? We don't have it in Tsumkwe, but they sit with that problem. Yeah. So it will be very interesting to get his opinion when we sit around a table and discussing problems that actually is relevant to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, presumably they'll need all sorts of different interpreters and translators. Is that a role you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I'm going to play the role as a translator and also as conservation in Namibia.
Yeah, you've obviously got your own story.
But it's mainly to help bring over the message of the Zuma people and the, one of the oldest tribes in southern Africa.
Yeah. Okay. Omar, you're wearing normal sort of, let's call them Western clothes now. Will you be dressing up for the function? Will you be wearing traditional outfit, traditional San attire?
Oh, what I know, I can room as gas. Make a caracoca, damaco, canapo, runa, mekunin, damaco, shakoco, go, tisakin, and a goose, go da, tam trace, go da, tisaka oka, toga, sego, carriage of gang at in kun no traga, gang gak out, damaco, sing, and hackening, I just second to her. I gender me good to him, oh. Marlies te ko au de wimi ko ko uke o ngore ko sin me khabe nga a ru ko thwa o run has ga ko ta ng khabe che nga me ko thwa si ge khinta ku du kama ni te te ngaro o room has got the girl, room has lay some cargo. I just cheer, kuna, oh me, eh, Octoma. Look, I mean, the Marco, Kayako, and so I can go. Go back at a bar, go to a chechi, quang, ting, where's a girl, back, a bar, and haka, hanko, eh, Ota, me, Kasim, was called. Ning hako utokere me kudua chechi nkwa ni mechi or no kan was called kwa ha school chia ni sheng ha utok aka twang ko utok na twara che
kasha well, can so, help us out.
So for him it's not just being proud of wearing his traditional clothes, everything around wearing traditional clothes, having his headband on, his bows and arrows, taking his fire sticks and everything with him, it's tradition. But the message that he would like to take with wearing traditional wear is that he's not shy of being a traditional Zunhua person, and to bring it all the way to the king is for him kind of a, you know, I've gone to school, I can read and write, but my most important role here is to keep my tradition alive. And that is what he's wanting to take to this, but with his skins, to make an impression that they will never forget. Somebody coming there with their Bushman skins is going to be amazing.
But it's a lovely message as well. And I think, you know, really, really to take that and say, this is who I am. And there's no reason to sort of feel smaller than anybody else. It doesn't matter that you're the King of England.
Yeah, exactly.
We're from Namibia and we've got our own pride. Malise, maybe just when exactly is this summit taking place? When are you guys traveling?
We are traveling tomorrow.
Okay.
And we will have the summit on the 7th of July. And and then we will head back to Namibia. So 7th of July is the big day.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for having come in. Thank you.
You have to say me we are.
Me we are. Me we are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.